Hello, my friend, and welcome to Molly's Mornings. I'm Molly Williams, and I am so grateful to be here with you for this Taurus season energy update. I recently shared my personal story on my post-eclipse integration process, and I was a bit nervous to share it because it was so vulnerable, but the feedback was beautiful and has been so incredible. So thank you for your stories, your takeaways, your messages, and moving forward, I will definitely be more open to sharing my personal experiences. And if you want to hear that, I recommend going back and playing that. But thank you for the support and kindness. We are entering into Taurus season, which will be beautiful because the Taurus energy is all about beauty. It's enjoying the beauty that is in our lives already, while also opening up and creating and cultivating more beauty. We are exiting Aries season. And I don't know about you, but it was intense, as it always is. But in particular, this year felt big. It felt astronomical almost. We had the eclipse, the new moon in Aries, the total solar eclipse for many of us. And it was transformative, huge, huge energy around this metamorphosis, this new era of life and living. And then post-eclipse, we have been in this integration process, really facing a lot of challenges or decisions, experiences that have almost pushed us to integrate into this new era and choose a new way forward. So we were asked to do things differently, to make new choices. And I shared that in my personal story, that a lot of confronting and being asked to move through things and navigate things in a different way. And this was powerful and potent, but it also exhausting and not easy. And the Aries energy in general was fast moving and intense and full of fire and passion and drive, while also allowing us to confront so much of what needed to be confronted and addressed. So now we are so lucky to be moving into the Taurus energy. And we're taking everything that we learned through Aries season, everything that we moved through. We will never be the same. We will never go back in the box that we were before Aries season and the eclipse. Everything has now settled. The new era is here. You are in this metamorphosis. You have emerged as the butterfly. And now, as we welcome Taurus season, it's time to ground. It's time to find that stability and security within yourself. It's this beautiful time of harmony and balance. On my app, Wild Minds, I've been sharing a lot of practices around receiving. And that is in large part because April is the most powerful month of manifestation in 2024. So this is the time to tap into your natural ability and power of receiving. And what I love about the Taurus season coming in now is the Taurus is a natural receiver. That is one of their superpowers, their strength. They have this ability to receive with such ease, and they do so with patience, with perseverance, with this love and beauty and hardworking nature, while also balancing the being. I just love the Taurus spirit because we can learn so, so much from it. The Taurus season begins technically for some of us on April 20th, and it will extend until May 20th. The Taurus is known on the surface for being the bull and being very, this is my way or the highway. But what I think about the bull being is this stubbornness that results in continuing on. no matter what is going on in life, just continuing on. This, again, perseverance, this patience, this willingness to just stay the course, stay on the path. And I think that's exactly what all of us need right now, is this reminder that even if it doesn't feel like things are moving or working in the way that we want them to, and we just had this huge transformation, and why are we not, you know, rich, or why hasn't the love of our lives walked in, or whatever it may be, the Taurus energy is here to remind us to stay the course, to stay on the path. And I love this. So even if you are not a Taurus, or you don't have placements in your astrological chart around Taurus, this energy is still impacting us. And that's what makes it really fun to tune into and to think about and explore and use to help us manifest. And as I've said, this is a time of receiving. Such a beautiful time to step back almost and allow, accept, be, find that harmony and balance. The Taurus has a lot of tranquility within. They have this eye for luxury, this ability to create and appreciate good food, clean sheets, soft sheets. They love textures and feelings and sensations. And I think that this is so important for us right now to get out of the thinking mind and start being, get back to the body, ground. The Taurus being an earth sign, there is a lot of energy around grounding, and you may find yourself feeling more secure and stable when you get outside, when you connect with nature and you allow yourself again to just be. As the Taurus has this sense of luxury, we also feel the abundance and prosperity. Taurus isn't afraid to welcome wealth and whatever that looks like, and they don't do it from this place of chasing. Again, they just receive it. It's just a part of them. They're really comfortable being around money and having money, but it's not the guiding force for them. They're not going to feel lack or feel like they need to drive, drive, drive for the wealth. It just kind of happens. There's beauty in the unfolding. And I think this abundance theme, I mentioned that in my post eclipse integration episode, that I think that that financial aspect is really coming up in the Aries season, and now we'll be settling as we move into Taurus. So we're going to see the rewards of some of the seeds that we've planted. We're going to start to receive a lot more abundance in this month and this season and time. Another thing about the Taurus energy is there is a sense of confidence, but with the Aries energy, it's almost loud. It's shining energy. It's, look, I am confident. I am here. And the Taurus is kind of the opposite of that. The confidence is more subtle, but it's also strong. It's very, very strong. So there's not this in your face loudness to it, boldness, but it's definitely there. And it's this voice within that says, this is the right thing to do, or this is not the right thing to do, which kind of leads me into the next point. Tauruses are fiercely loyal. They are really, really, really loyal people, beings. And I think that that is so beautiful, to know that you can count on someone. You likely know a Taurus in your life, and you know that they're going to show up 1000%. If they say yes to something, they will be there. They will get it done. And I just think that dependability is almost so rare in life right now. And so it's beautiful to have a Taurus friend that you know is going to be there for you no matter what. And they also are able to do that because they are so balanced. So it's not a martyr or getting run down. They're very clear with their yes and no. I think that this is something that we can all learn from and take into this season is committing to your yes and your no. When you say yes, going with that. Again, that patience, that perseverance, being so dependable. If you say yes, follow that yes to the very end, within reason, obviously. But I think that we can explore and expand on this in a way that feels so good to us, having the confidence in your ability to say yes. If you say yes to an opportunity, following it through. If you say yes to going out with a new friend for coffee, following with that, allowing yourself and your yes to strengthen and to feel really good to you, very expansive. And that's true of the no. If you say no, allowing that to come from the depths of your being, it's going to be a no for me, and committing to that no. So if someone asks you to do something, you know that you don't want to do it, you say no, they ask again and you're like, well, maybe I should do it, I don't know. It's going to be a no. Commit to your no, commit to your yes. And this will be so profound for a lot of us because boundaries. Boundaries are huge in the 2024 year, but especially as we're kind of moving into the second half of the year, we want to focus on protecting our energy. And this Taurus season is such a beautiful foundation for that. We're learning how to trust ourselves, create this stable and harmonious environment within, while also doing. Again, the Taurus is not afraid of hard work, but they balance it so well that doing and being mode, the masculine, the feminine, they have that incredible superpower of finding the middle line where they can be in the doing, and they love creating and they love working and they thrive in a working environment. If you have the opportunity to hire a Taurian, that is going to be a game changer for you because they are so consistent and such good workers. But on the other side of that, when they aren't working, they have fun, they love, they appreciate the beauty, they know how to enjoy themselves and truly be, which I think is so good for all of us. Taurians also have intense intuition, very, very strong intuition. And they trust more than a lot of the astrological signs that intuition. They trust the wisdom that they receive. They're a lot more open to the signs, the symbols, their dreams. There's this willingness and openness to all things spirituality. And I think this serves them so well because they aren't questioning what it is that they receive. They just move with it and know that it's a part of the path, that it was meant for them, etc. So I think with us moving into this time, we do need to be open to the signs, to the symbols, to receiving. What comes to mind is journaling. I think that given the Taurian creativity and the beautiful grounded energy of this season and time and creating this harmonious environment, journaling will be such a strong tool in harnessing that intuition, listening within, finding that subtle but strong confidence, and also appreciating the journey and the beauty. To take a moment to journal, maybe lighting a candle, having a cup of tea. This is that Taurus energy of finding the balance and the beauty in every single day, just through the subtle action of journaling while also being in this sacred energy. I think there is so much here for us to soak up and enjoy. And if I had to predict and be intuitive, I would say that a lot of manifestations will manifest in this time because we have moved through that transformation in Aries season, now welcoming in again the being energy. And that is going to set us up to receive on such a deeper level. So even if it's it's felt hard recently. There's been a lot of intense emotions moving through. Your job in this new season and time is to shift to the state of being, slowing down, taking some deep breaths, hydrating, getting enough rest, eating good food, going outside, being in the sun, reading books, journaling, meditating, every cliche of self-care that you can imagine I want you to do, I want you to feel. And that's just it, the Taurian. It's not a cliche. It's just part of their life. It's just part of their routine. They love baths. They love to sleep. They take naps. They eat amazing food, and they do this with love and with appreciation. It's not expected. It's not something that they work hard at. They just enjoy it. They really know how to enjoy the life that they have created and designed, which I think is just so special. I have a couple of really special Taurians in my life, and including my daughter, Flora. It's her first birthday coming up, and I see this energy in her. She is so happy when we are outside. She loves going barefoot in the grass and just soaking up that sun. And when she wants something, which I think is probably all children, she will make it known. She is so stubborn. She will get what she wants, and I don't fault her for it. That is completely okay. But she's also the sweetest and kindest and most loving little soul that I could possibly ever imagine. And I am an Aquarius, so our energies are quite different, but she has taught me so much about slowing down and grounding, because Aquarius is an air sign. So the balance of both is huge. And I just love how unique the energy is, how special and potent it is in its own way, but how subtle and kind and loving it is. And I'm kind of going on a side note tangent here, but the Taurus energy is really, really beautiful. Also, my illustrator for Wild Minds, if you've been over there, the most beautiful illustrations. She is a Taurus, and she is the hardest worker that I have ever met in my whole life. We are going on, I think, almost 3 years, or definitely 3 years, that we have been working together. And she is such a light, such a creative powerhouse. And I just love her energy. I love working with her. I say to her all the time, you are the best. You are just the most incredible person. And talk about loyal. I mean, she's been with me since I didn't even know it was going to be an app. I was just saying, would you be wanting to make me some illustrations? I may do a website. And here we are today. She's never left me. She's been by my side this entire time, and I am so grateful for her every single day. So Sarah, huge shout out to you, and if you want to support her, I highly recommend sending me some emails about how much you enjoy the illustrations, and I'll pass them on to her because she is so, so talented. But yes, I have friends that are Taurians, I have family, and I just love the energy so, so much. So how I am personally working with this time and season, I've already started to do this, and I recommended this, I believe, in an energy update I did for April, grounding into my practices. So I have made it a non-negotiable to journal, to read, to meditate, to burn my Palo Santo, clear my energy first thing in the morning. And what I love about doing a practice in the morning, I call it a sacred start, is I'm usually able to see the sunrise. I can awaken as the earth awakens. And I think that is the most incredible way to ground right out front of the day. I feel so, so good in that space. I am cultivating a lot of beauty in my life. I'm cleaning my home. If you are in the spring, it can feel very good to open your windows, clear out the energy. You can blow a little cinnamon through your front doorway. That is the sign of abundance and luck. And embrace all of the little mystical, magical things that are found in this season and time. I also planted my herbs in April around Easter, and I have them outside in the sun, and I rotate them, and I talk to them, and I water them, and that has felt so good for me. And I've shared this a couple times, I think in my personal post-eclipse story as well, that I am so focused, as I mentioned, on balancing the being and doing energy. So I have a tendency to sit at my desk and record things like this for hours on end and look up at the clock and realize that I haven't had food or water or done much, and Flora's waiting for me and it's time to move, and I've just been in this flow. But what I've tried to do is take a step back and balance all of the doing with the being. So instead of getting in this complete flow with doing energy and then coming out of that and thinking, what just happened? I lost like 3-4 hours of my life to whatever I was doing. I am really trying to be present in what I'm doing task by task and then balancing that with the being. So drinking more water, getting up and stretching. Obviously, I love dance parties with Floor and holding her. And even though I say that I haven't seen her in hours, I'm definitely seeing her, but being more present in those moments. And I like to water my plants if I have a little break, or getting outside, putting my feet on the earth. And it doesn't have to be this big elaborate thing to balance the being and doing. If you are in an office or something like that, maybe it's not conducive to you to go outside barefoot, but you can take a few deep breaths. You can drink enough water. You can have a crystal on your desk or hold a crystal. You can get up and stretch. You can change your environment. You can appreciate the beauty. You can have fresh tulips on your desk, or have a good meal at lunch instead of eating as you work, or having, you know, packaged foods. You can do something that feels really special to you, feels very good. You can also set yourself up earlier on in the day, like I have been doing, a sacred start. Maybe a beautiful cup of coffee or tea and appreciating that and journaling. You can go for a walk after work or on your lunch break. You can watch the sunset. Is really powerful to conclude the day. You can take a bath, you can burn Palo Santo, get a special candle maybe, have a beautiful ritual oil that you apply at the start of every single day, or wear a crystal necklace to once again appreciate the beauty, but also ground your energy. And something that I have been working through on my own is abundance visualization. So I wake up every morning allowing myself to feel truly abundant. I'm so grateful for my bed, for my family, for Corey, for Flora, for my dog and my cats and my house and the sun and my family. And when you start the day really appreciating the abundance that you already have, wow, what a magnet that becomes for you. Truly receiving, allowing, accepting. It's so, so, so good. I also extend this into my sacred start. I will visualize myself as the most abundant being that I could possibly be. And I allow myself to visualize that life of prosperity and financial wealth and being. And I say to myself things like, I am so abundant. I am completely wealthy. I love luxury. I live a life of luxury. So that may resonate with you. That may feel really good to you. What comes to mind with the Taurian energy as well is just wearing a beautiful robe and having this luxurious sacred start to the day, just enjoying it, almost making your practice like a spa treatment. So if that sounds good to you and appeals to you, I highly recommend moving into that. But there is so much love here, so much beauty, so much intuition and wisdom. And I know that this season is coming at the right time for so many of us, the divine time, of course, and I can't wait for the unfolding. Key takeaways: continue on the path. Stay patient, stay persistent. Know that your manifestations are there and allow yourself to receive them. It's time to back off a little bit, slow down, to move into your natural state of receiving. And I've been sharing a lot of practices on this on Wild Minds. So if that resonates with you, please come over there. I have bath meditations, walking meditations, lots of things to help ground you. I'm also going to share a Taurus season ritual for us to move into this as well. So really harness and focus on this stable, harmonious environment for yourself. Honor yourself, enjoy yourself, appreciate cultivating the inner peace that you are born to feel and experience, allowing for that peace, accepting it. A lot of good things here for all of us. I can't wait for you. Thank you for listening to this Taurus season energy update. I hope that you are doing so, so well. Always feel free to reach out to me at Molly Loves Mornings on Instagram or come on over to Wild Minds. The details are in the show notes. I would love to receive and welcome and support your energy there. Let's bring the palms together to close out this practice together. May you be well. May you have the love and light of support around you. And may you be peaceful and share that peace with the world. Thank you for listening.